getting a tackle. Quinn Smith, in as a defensive back there. And like I said, keeping it on the ground seems to be working well for the KSU Eagles. But you do want to mix it up and throw off low engage when you can. Coming down to under 10 minutes here in the first quarter.
It's a breezy afternoon. You can probably hear the wind kind of rustling through our crowd noise microphone here.
Or through mine, because I'm peeking my head out.
Oh, you're. On third down and nine, the Eagles again spread things out. Two receivers each direction. Simmons and in a quarterback with the throw and the pass completed to the quarterback, Andy Miller, who was turned wide receiver on the play.
34, David Binder there helping out with the tackle. Our own gauge, but again, moving the ball forward. Just a quick little West Coast pass, you could say. Not pull the wall down the field and maybe a potential turnover there.
Gain of a yard on the play. Fourth and eight coming up here for the Eagles. Ball sitting on the Olin Gage 23-yard line.
Down to under 9 minutes here in the first quarter. Still no score, 0-0. Peaceful Eagles on offense in Olin Gage territory.
Two receivers split wide in each direction. Cole Simmons in at quarterback in the shotgun formation and all kinds of movement on the line.
This could be called against Casey Eagles. The first penalty, if it is.
It is a false start.
That was in the spread formation, too.
So fourth and eight will turn into fourth and 13. Nonetheless, the Eagles will go for it here as they have the football on the Owen Gage 27-yard line.
If they can get in the end zone, it'll be a great start for this homecoming and also a positive mindset for the Casey Eagles.
0-2 coming into this football game, but that is at the varsity level. They have played Olin Gage once already and the Akron Fairgrove Vikings to open things up in week number one, both losses.
That penalty did hurt, though, with it being 4th and 13 right now.
Cole Simmons in at quarterback. He'll just run it straight up the middle, runs into a little bit of traffic. Otherwise, the hole was there, Ed, even on downs. The ball will go back over to the Olin Gage Bulldogs here in this first quarter.
Ben Good with the tackle, the assist from Ryan Warak, number 52 for the Olin Gage Bulldogs. So, you know, you turn the ball over, but you do not put Olin Gage in good field position. Also, they'll be at about the 25-yard line is where they'll start, maybe about 26.
That's where they'll spot it, at the 26-yard line. The Bulldogs come up to the line of scrimmage. Jake Wright, the sophomore quarterback, 6'3", 175 pounds.
Seeing this little I formation set up.
Hands to the second man through. That's Quinn Smith. Smith, the running back, breaks free, and he's going to go to the house. This will be a touchdown for the Olin Gage Bulldogs on their opening play from scrimmage as Quinn Smith runs it in.
From about the 26-yard line, too.
You could call it a 74-yard touchdown run.
8:31 left here in the first quarter. Points already on the board here for Owen Gage on the very first play of their offensive series. 6-0 right now.
The extra point try coming up here for the Bulldogs. Oh. Quinn Smith, we talked about him in the pregame show. The one to watch.
Sticking it to the I formation again. Hand off to Quinn Smith. And he did get in for the two-point conversion, making it 8-0.
We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 65 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. Kotick Radiator also has a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work. Get your vehicle's heating and cooling system checked before the long winter ahead.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We offer fast turnaround and expert service. Get your vehicle fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101.
Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick Conceivewing invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT Crew Cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than a ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500 pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could lease a new 2014 Silverado for as little as zero down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring, get your new Silverado and find new roads.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Stay warm and dry in a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight-in service is available. Find Moultrie game feeders, trail cameras by Moultrie and Cutaback, tree stands, binoculars, knives, and more. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. What's the matter, sports fan? I see. You're stuck at another boring family function on game day, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Ouch. Tough luck, fella. All you want is your easy chair, a cold drink, and the big game on your big screen. Well, you may be stuck at little baby What's-Its birthday party, but you can still stay in touch with all your game day action.
Huh?
Because you have a smartphone from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. Thumb Cellular has 41 4G LTE towers in the thumb area with up to 10 times the speed of 3G. That's right, access to the latest sports scores faster than your favorite wide receiver. Is right. With 41 Thumb Cellular 4G towers in the thumb bringing you those kinds of speeds, it's like you're at the game.
Woohoo! Honey? Honey? Honey?
Huh?
Who are you talking to?
Head to your nearest Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewaing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Caseville. The Eagles on third down have a penalty marker here on the play.
They had to start from their own 20 there after the ball went into the end zone, the kickoff there. So,
and our commercial ran a little long there, so we're back to live action, though. Third down coming up here, and the penalty went against the Owengage Bulldogs.
Dave Harvey at the controls has a lot to deal with right now. We got an MSU game on the AM. He has to monitor that, and then also monitor us, and he has to key off the commercials.
We'll give him a pass here in the quarter. No problem there. Penalty against the Owengage Bulldogs, as I mentioned, will spot the football at the 44-yard line. It'll be a first down for the Eagles. No score in the ballgame. 6:24 left to play first quarter.
About three penalties so far in Owengage. That has hurt them there, and that was one of them, making it first and 10.
Live from Caseville High School, Cruise 102 FM, and some more movement on the line. We're going to have a false start called against the Eagles.
Back and forth penalties here. You can't have that when you're trying to move ahead here. That's what got them in that last first offensive series, set them back and fourth down situation there where they had it fourth and short at one point.
My mistake, I mentioned no score in the ballgame. Of course there's a score in the ballgame. Owengage 8, Caseville nothing. Quinn Smith, 74-yard touchdown run.
And got the two-point conversion. That was on the first play on their first offensive series, so he's the real deal out there.
Ball sitting first and 10, first and 15 now for the Eagles at their own 40-yard line. Miller will hand it off. Going straight through the middle with it is Cole Simmons. And Simmons will get the penalty yardage back, setting up a second down and 10.
Credit Dan Good on defense for the tackle there for the Owengage Bulldogs.
Spots his football just shy of the 45-yard line. Second down and 10 coming up here for the Eagles. Second possession of the afternoon.
And after that torrential rain that we had, it's, you know, really calmed off now. It's just a nice cloudy day right now.
And windy. The wind right in the face now of the Caseville Eagles. Second and 10. Everybody up to the line of scrimmage. Two backs in the backfield behind the quarterback, Andy Miller. Miller takes the snap, hands it off. Brandon Jimkowski, the ball carrier, and Jimkowski picks up a gain of a yard here on the play. Third and long coming up here for Caseville.
Ryan Warwick and Ben Good getting the big hit and the tackle. Ben Good, by the way, 6'5", senior, 235 pounds. Warwick, the linebacker, 5'9", 165 pounds for the Olengage Bulldog defense.
Third, and we'll call it a long 8, short 9 coming up here.
And what we